Hello, fellow Rebel Capitalists. Hope you're well. Getting super stoked. I'm in Miami at the hotel right now as we speak. Got things set up. People are registering. Got my Rebel Capitalist t-shirt on. Super excited for the weekend. That's for sure. It's going to be an amazing event. Rebel Capitalist Live number 3. But I wanted to go over a story that I just read prior to eating some lunch here, because although I know I'm kind of beating a dead horse with all of you, but there's so many of your friends and family member Freds that I just think have drank the Kool-Aid. And, you know, if they want to do specific things as adults, I'm a libertarian, they can do whatever they want. But now we're starting to deal with kids. And I think that although I'm probably preaching to the choir, your friends and family member Freds need to use critical thinking when they're getting their information on what to do with their children from the mainstream media. And I want to give you an example of the tricks and the games they play to try to pull the wool over our eyes, and how once you understand this and once you see it, you really can't unsee it. And the only conclusion you can come to is they are purposely using propaganda to try to convince you to do something that you probably otherwise wouldn't do. So then you have to ask yourself, okay, what is their true intention? Is it really my health? Is it really the health of my six month old? Or is there something going on behind the scenes here that requires me to do more homework, more research, more due diligence? Let's get into this article from CNBC. And Josh is down helping out with the registration. So I'm going to do this myself on this video. Here we go. Timing, side effects, medicine selection, everything you need to know about medicines for kids under 5. Everything you need to know except for the data. They got everything besides that. You'll see what I'm saying here in just a moment. So they drone on about now that you guys know the story. We've got it eligible for kids under the age of 5, and that this is just amazing. And so the first heading here, the question they ask, should children get medicated? If so, when? The answer is a resounding yes, especially considering the Cervasa sickness, listen for it, fatal effects on young children. Make a note of that real quick. In fact, I'm going to write that down because we're going to come back to this here in a moment for all your friend and family member Freds. And I would suggest giving them this video, or at least giving them this article, so that they can go through this and do the research on their own, especially when it comes to your kids. I mean, if you want to do whatever you want to do for yourself, your wife, your husband, whatever, you're an adult. But my goodness gracious, I think that's the least you can do for your 5-year-old is a little bit of homework. So anyway, we're going to come back to this. So we're going to say fatal effects, exclamation. Okay. So right off the bat, you can see the tone of this. So, and I didn't go over it, but you guys, I'd strongly encourage checking out the article. You can just go to CNBC, make it. And this, I'm sure, is trending, or it'll pop right up using this headline. And so no numbers, no statistics, nothing like that. All they've said so far is that, you know, scare, fear. Okay. So if you're a grown adult who has completely delegated your thinking to the mainstream media, you're reading this going, oh my gosh, there's really something to be worried about. Here they go on to say, following the emergence of the new scariant, hospitalizations have skyrocketed. Okay. Again, that sounds scary. And while this doesn't really totally protect, okay, what does that mean? Totally. So does that mean 99% or does that mean 1%? There's quite a range in there. You're just excluding 100%. You're making it sound scary. You're just excluding 100%, and you're making the Cervasa sickness sound scary and the medicine sound very appealing. But you're giving that disclaimer, because this is honest journalism, that it doesn't offer total protection. But again, they don't give you a percentage there. So then they get this quote from these doctors, which I don't know if the doctors just haven't done the research themselves, or if they're just worried about their job. I mean, I think there's a lot going on here, but regardless, there's myths out there. And one is that children don't get seriously ill. So again, fear, don't listen to anything that you hear in the alternative media space, that this isn't really a big deal for children, because it is. That's pretty much the vibe here. And here we go to another doctor that says this is 100% effective immediately. So they're just first red flag, above and beyond them not giving any statistics or any data, is they're contradicting themselves, okay? Now they go on to address what could be a potential objection. How worried should you be about side effects? Experts say, who are the experts? Side effects are relatively minimal and short-lived. Okay, what is minimal? Okay, and what is short-lived? Like is short-lived a day, 10 years? I don't know. What is minimal? So again, they're setting this up by not giving you any statistics, any facts, any details. They're setting this up as, sure, there's some side effect, but just don't worry about that. Nothing. It just don't even worry about it. I mean, we have to tell you that there are, but there's side effects in aspirin, for heaven's sakes. And I mean, over here, the surveys, this is really, really scary stuff you're dealing with. And then you've got this solution that, pretty much has no downside. So, the only reason you wouldn't immediately take our word, run down to the local CVS and jam this into the shoulder of your child, is because you're just a crazy, alt-right, racist, misogynist, homophobic, insane person. Hey guys, I want to remind you to get your tickets to Rebel Capitalist Live. This is the live conference I do twice per year with all of your favorite speakers from the Rebel Capitalist show and experts in investing, commodities, real estate, freedom, and liberty. All of your favorite topics, all of your favorite speakers. The next Rebel Capitalist Live is going to be in Miami, and tickets increase in price as we get closer to the event. So go to rebelcapitalistlive.com right now to get your tickets to the next Rebel Capitalist Live. It's the conference you cannot afford to miss. It'll help you increase your financial freedom and, more importantly, your personal freedom. You'll get intel that you won't hear anywhere else. Past speakers have included icons in macroeconomics, investing, and personal freedom and liberty. People like Dr. Ron Paul, Robert Kiyosaki, Brent Johnson, Lynn Alden, Jeff Snyder, Richard Werner, Mark Moss, Lynette Zhang, and Robert Breedlove, just to name a few. So once again, go to Rebel Capitalist Live right now and get your tickets today. So I want to get down to, now they're talking about which one specifically is best. And up here they had, I want to go to this specifically. They're talking about the fact that when they're doing the whole scary cervasa sickness, scary thing, they were talking about, here we go, right here. I glanced over this. So let's go back. They say the cervasa sickness is the fifth leading cause of death for children. Wow. I mean, really sounds scary, right? So you see, fifth leading cause, but does that mean that's a million deaths? It makes it sound like it's huge, right? These are the games they play. So what you need to do is tell your friend and family member, Fred, to go ahead and click on that study real quick, because they're giving you the study. So let's not read their interpretation. Let's go right to the source. And if they're doubting the validity of the source, I've got it pulled up right here. It is none other than this government agency, which I won't read, but you guys know which one it is right here. You can see in the URL. So remember, it's the fifth leading cause. And also remember that it has fatal effects. Remember, I wrote that down. And also let's remember that the most recent surge with the scariant that's causing all of these problems, that's the main reason you should get, this is their words, not mine, you should get the medicine, is because of this recent scariant where, the hospitalization rates have gone up, and oh my gosh, it's the R-naught value is up really high. Okay, let's go ahead and look from their data. It says children and adolescents 6 months to 17 years during this period of the recent scariant in hospital death, 0%. Let me say that again. 6 months to 4 years, 0%, not 0.1, 0.0. Do they have some hospitalization? Yes. Is that unfortunate? Yes, it is. But you have a zero probability of death if you are between the ages of 6 months and 11 years. Okay. I thought this was the fifth leading cause of death. Where do they get this claim? Let's scroll down. Here's where they get this claim, basically. So it's 1.7% of all deaths in this age group. And now they're just isolating it 6 months to 4 years. But how does this, how do you reconcile this with the previous slide that said literally zero? Well, because they're using a different time frame. They're going back prior to the recent scariant. And I would also remind you that these new medicines for kids are specifically targeted. Now, whether they work or not, who knows? But they're specifically targeted for the most recent scariant. You see what they're doing here? And I know this is obvious to people on this live stream and rebel capitalists, but I think it's your duty as a family member or as a good friend to talk to your friend and family member Freds and say, listen, great, you do what you want to do. And in fact, here's an article right from CNBC. Give this a glance. Maybe it'll help you make your decision. And then I would also suggest going through this, trying to find any data or facts or percentages or actually numbers, which they won't. And then just say, does that seem a little strange? And when you do click on the study, is the actual data consistent with the way they're presenting it in the article? If the answer is no, then maybe, just maybe, they will be incentivized or they will have the motivation to dig a little bit deeper and continuing to kind of scratch their head and say, wait a minute here. If I've been buying all of this just hook, line, and sinker without scratching beneath the surface, what else are they doing this with? And to what degree are they manipulating, potentially manipulating the population through the use of propaganda? And why? If this is all about the facts, the data, the science, and health, why wouldn't they just present this with more nuance and more accuracy? There lies the question. And I think if you can just plant that seed in the mind of those people closest to you, especially if they're the typical CNN viewer, that's really going to move the needle. Now, let me conclude by reminding everyone what I am not saying. What I am not saying is you shouldn't do XYZ with your child. That's none of my business. None. Zero. If you want to do XYZ with your child, that's your right, and I completely respect your decision. I'm a libertarian. That's your duty as a parent to do what you think is best, not what George Gammon thinks is best. And I'm not even here to say that I am anti-medicine. Not even close. Not even close. And I've said this from the very beginning. For some people, I think it makes a lot of sense. For some people. For other people, probably not, right? But it needs to be your decision. But it needs to be an educated decision. That's the point of this video. It needs to be an educated decision where you do research, where you use critical thinking skills, where you're doing a cost-benefit analysis. And by the way, did you see any of the costs? I would remind your friend and family member, Fred, that as well. We've got an entire study right here that is 45 pages on this. And you will notice, and your friend and family member, Fred, will notice, they don't go over the side effects once, not even once. All they do is give you the perceived benefits. And to do this, they even spin the data they have, and they do not present it in a way that is intellectually honest, not even close. But then to add insult to injury, they don't even give you the potential side effects. Again, I would hope that this would raise a red flag in the mind of that person that's close to you that is the typical CNN viewer. So again, what I am saying is, do your homework, do your research, use critical thinking, look at the actual numbers, look at the data, look at the facts, do a cost-benefit analysis, and encourage those closest to you to do the same, especially when it involves the next generation and children who cannot make their own decision. Guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. As always, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism. And I will see you this weekend in Miami at Rebel Capitalist Live. If you're in the area, probably still get tickets at rebelcapitalistlive.com.